Okay, I'm sitting down now with producer Bill Nuss.
Yes.
And how did you get involved with the show?
I got involved, I mostly write and produce series television, but I have played poker forever in a big home game with many of the guys who were Hollywood types, studio executives, some that are heads of network, former heads of network. I played for years and years and years. And when the poker boom hit, and I realized everybody who owned a pair of sunglasses and a hat was now playing poker, I decided to go out and start playing, and started playing in some professional events in California, Nevada, and playing some WPT events. So I'm a producer and writer who loves poker, and I was asked to get involved with this because I sort of bridge both worlds.
And I guess this opportunity was very exciting when you heard about it, because if your love of poker, to be involved with all the pros.
Well, it is, and I had played with some of them, and when we sat down the road, we said, we need to find 10 poker players that are great personalities, because this show is about poker personalities. It's not quiet poker on TV. It's a rousing game. It's banter. It's them teasing each other. It's having fun with the host, with Paul Rodriguez or Vinny Favorito. It's interacting with them. So we went to the 10 best poker players in the world, who are also 10 great personalities. Doyle Brunson, Daniel Negreanu, Phil Hellmuth, Elliot Lesra, Jen Harmon, Phil Locke and Antonio, Todd Brunson, Scotty Wynn, and Todd Brunson. And a lot of these guys, when I got involved, I said, these guys are performers at heart. If you ask Phil Hellmuth or Daniel Negreanu, what do they really want to do? They'll tell you, host Saturday Night Live. They love to perform. They love to get up there on stage. They love to interact. And they're what makes poker on TV exciting, because when they're playing, that's what people want to see. And our game, as I say, it's not quiet, serious poker. It's fun. It's taunting. It's showing cards. It's carrying on. And so everybody we went to do this show said yes.
Suggest.
Yes, so I have a dream list of 10 poker pros.
And for the home player, the player who watches, World Poker Tour and World Series of Poker Championships on TV,
yes.
If they come here, what's unique for them?
Here's what's really unique, is they have a chance to get up there and play against these guys and play along in the audience. Here's the thing about poker. Poker is the only sport where you as a civilian can get out on the field and play with Alex Rodriguez next to you in the infield, or get on a golf course with Tiger Woods. You can't do that unless you pay a ton of money in a pro-am. I mean, it's the only sport where amateurs can compete with pros on theoretical equal level and beat those pros. So it's an opportunity for people to play with and up against the best in the world. And I think that's appealing to people who play poker, people who watch poker on TV, poker fans. That's the great appeal of the show.
Right, and they'll get to see sort of a side maybe of the pros they don't get to see.
Yeah, and learn something about poker and pick up tips about how they played and what they did to play. And everybody who's come up here as we've been running rehearsals, they want to get up there and beat them and be champion of the day. I mean, you if you beat Doyle Brunson and Daniel Negreanu, you're jumping up and down this stage. You are our champion for the day, and you win a bracelet. And where else do you get that kind of opportunity?
This is the only place you'd get that.
Yes.
Really, this
yes.
show. Because you could never get
yeah,
it
you could do
else.
You could do it in a tournament, and you may wind up with them at some point
that's
in a tournament,
slim, though.
But that's a whole different thing, and again, very, very slim. And there are also a lot of celebrities that like to play. And, there's a whole group of poker-playing celebrities in Los Angeles, and they love to, again, they love to play, they love to perform, they love to carry on, and we're going to try to bring as many of them
as possible. That's what I was going to ask. Are you going to try to bring in people like, Dick Van Patten and, these people that have been having a game at their house for
years? Jennifer Tilly is coming to play with us, and we're approaching a lot of the celebs who play poker on a regular basis and see if they want to come play with us. Whether it's Jimmy Woods or Ray Romano or Brad Garrett or Jason Alexander or Charles Barkley, any of them, we have there's an open invitation for them. Michael Phelps as well. Michael Phelps said, they asked him what he really wanted to do at the Olympics. Said, I want to go play poker. We want to get him in here to play.
And so for you as a producer, what was the challenge for you in bringing the show together?
The challenge for me is this has never been tried before. This is both a live show. There's a lot of technology. Everybody in the audience is playing along hand for hand and making prop bets. It's fully interactive. It's both a stage show, but it's a stage show that involves the entire audience throughout the show. And that's been the most challenging thing, is this is really state-of-the-art technology where everyone is interacting with the game on stage and playing hand for hand and prop bets. And it's really a new form. You know, I've done a lot of television shows. My background originally was in live theater, but this is completely different and completely new form. It's really exciting. And
you have so many components. You have the audience, you have the players, you have the host. You know, yes. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there's a lot going on between the comedy and the poker and the audience and the interaction. And the whole idea is the devices allow the game to be interactive, and our players are going to be interactive. Our players will jump down off the stage and run around and talk to people in the audience. And we give away a ton of prizes. And again, we're breaking down that wall between the stage and the audience. That's the whole idea of the show. We break down that wall with the interactive devices that let them play hand for hand, and we break down that wall with the performers as well. So our host, whether it's Vinny or Paul Rodriguez on a given night, they may, you know, they'll talk to the audience, they'll play off the audience, they'll jump down in the house. Same with our players. They'll be down in the audience, and they may say, I want to watch a hand from the audience. I'm going to go down and help this lady in the third row, and, you know, that's what we're going to do. There's stairs on either side of the stage, and there's no wall between the audience and the stage.
Right, okay. And how did you come to pick this venue to have the show here?
You know, this is a fabulous property. And the shows that are here at the Venetian, Jersey Boys, Phantom of the Opera, Blue Man Group, Wayne Brady, you couldn't ask for four better shows. And this venue, this showroom was available for us to share with Wayne Brady, and it's fantastic. It's 750 seats. It's very intimate. It's a great room, and, you know, there's this property is the 7,000 rooms here and great restaurants and terrific shows, and we're glad to be part of that lineup. That is a great lineup of shows.
And when will the show air, and what channel will it air? Do you know yet?
We don't know yet. It'll start probably online, and then we'll put it on television when it's ready to be on television, but it really is a live theater event, a live show for the world's first live. They will be able to watch it online, and they'll be able to watch it throughout the hotel. We're going to do a highlight version of the show that will be pumped through the show and through the hotel, which is 7,000 rooms. So it is starting as a
room.
You'll be able to watch the next day a best of, and we'll do that not right away, but that will probably come within a month or so.
And online, you can also log on.
And it will be, and we will be streaming it online at some point. But it really is a live theater event for now.
Okay, good.
Okay, is that good?
That's.